right? So this suggests it's consistent with the idea that maybe singing is a form of play behavior, right? So I think we can check these boxes, that song is modified from context in which you might see the behavior, doesn't seem fully functional, it's not attracting a mate or repelling an intruder, it's performed repeatedly but not rigidly. So I'm going to check these boxes. So the last question is, okay, I said song does erupt spontaneously outside the breeding season, but the question is it rewarding? Do birds sing for fun? So how do you ask a bird if it feels good to sing? So to do this, we borrowed methods from psychology. These are methods, they're called condition, place, preference. Okay, it's designed to ask rats if it feels good, for example, to eat rich fatty food, for example. So we adapted these methods to ask birds if it feels good to sing. And the idea is basically, if something good happens to you in a certain place, you return to that place, right? So I find in the kitchen, I'm often in front of the pantry. I don't know why I'm there, I'm just standing there. And I think it's because there are sweets in my pantry. So I associate the pantry with something good. And so sometimes if I'm working at home, I'm just there. I'm like, what am I doing here? It's because I have a conditioned place preference, right? So this means I find something, you know, previously I had a rewarding experience in this place. All right, so we use these methods in birds, and here are starlings singing in flocks. We've tested them in different contexts. This only works for flock song. So they're singing in flocks. So here's a male, let's focus on him. He is singing. And let's say that song is associated with a positive affective, positive emotional state. He feels good when he's singing. You take him and you put him in a distinct place. So the place in this case, we have a cage. Half of it's decorated in yellow materials, half of it's decorated in green materials. The bird is sung, and then we take him from his flock and we put him with his positive emotional state, let's say, into the green side. Now this bird is associating green with a positive state. And so the next day you just take that same bird and you put him into this cage and you just say, does he spend more time on the green side or the yellow side? And the idea is if birds feel good when they're singing, that they should spend more time on the green side. Okay, in this particular case. Okay, so we just record the amount of time the male spends on the green side where he had, you know, associates with something positive and the yellow side. And what we found in repeated studies, like we've replicated this at least 4 times, we see that males sing at high rates develop strong preferences for the place we put them after singing. So what you're saying is anything above this hatch mark in the example I gave means the male spent more time on the green side. Anything below the hatch mark means he liked yellow. And what you can see is birds that don't sing much, they don't have much of a preference. They'll go to the green side, they'll go to the yellow side. But males that sing a lot, they spend almost all of their time on the green side. And it actually correlates linear with song. The more they sing, the more time they spend on that green side, which I think is fascinating. And it suggests that in fall, birds are singing because it feels good. All right, so now I think we can check this off. So we've met all 5 criteria, which suggests to me that singing in these flocks, when they're practicing their song, can be considered a form of playful behavior. And we thought, well, we're quite creative. No one's ever thought of this before. But it turns out about 150 years ago, Darwin suggested this. He said, the songs of birds serve mainly as an attraction during the season of love, but male birds continue singing for their own amusement after the season for courtship is over. So we may not have been the first to propose this, but I think we are among the first, at least, to provide some experimental support for this idea. All right, so here's the final list. Why do birds sing? Learning and practice, to attract a mate, to defend a territory or repel a competitor, and perhaps, at least in some contexts, also because it's rewarding. It feels good to sing. All right, so with that, I'm happy to take questions. I thank you, and I did want to highlight a few of the sources that I kind of alluded to. So Zeno Canto is a really good site if you want to hear different birds singing or upload your own songs. You can go to BirdCast during the migration season, and it will track the millions of birds that are leaving Wisconsin and coming back to Wisconsin. And then many of you I know are already familiar and use the Merlin Bird app. You can just download that to your phone, and then you'll know what birds are singing around you. All right, so with that, I'm happy to take any questions. Thank you for your attention.